This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Richard Pan is a calculated, malicious liar.
The Health Ranger Report.
He's the kind of liar who wants to keep the people of California ignorant as he's poisoning their children.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Has it not occurred to anyone that North Korea could kill 90% of the American population? Well, apparently it has occurred to someone. I saw an article with that title at thehill.com. I'm sorry, I don't remember the author's name. But this guy is on to something. He thinks a lot like I do. And that's why I want to expand on his article and give you the lowdown here. How could North Korea, a country run by an insane psychopath, right? This cult leader, Kim Jong-un, the guy's a freaking psychopath. And they've got nuclear weapons technology that was given to them by China. And they're already threatening to nuke the United States and nuke Japan. And I don't know, who else do they want to nuke? Well, of course, South Korea, right? So the Norks, that means North Koreans, the Norks want to nuke like Western civilization, and China gave them nuclear technology. And now here's what most people don't know. The Norks also have satellites in orbit right now. Yeah, they're circling the planet right now. And a couple of those satellites pass right over the United States. You got that? So if you're looking at gravity and you're looking at a planet, which is a sphere, it's at the bottom of a gravity well. Every planet is a gravity well, and the high ground is orbit, and the low ground is the planet's surface. This is true with every planet because of the laws of gravity and the laws of spherical occupation of 3D space in our 3D cosmos. So the low ground is the planet's surface. Just remember that the high ground is anything above, anything in high orbit. Now, if you occupy the high ground, which means you have something in orbit around the planet, you can drop stuff down the gravity well, right? It's just like if you're on a hilltop in a castle, you're on the top of a hill in a castle, and there's, I don't know, there's invaders, like hordes of crazy invaders trying to storm the high ground and to storm the castle. You have an advantage because you have the high ground. So what do? You pour boiling oil over the wall, right? That stops them. Boiling oil or large boulders or what have you, just drop stuff on them. That's how castles defended themselves for many thousands of years, you know, and sometimes they would shoot arrows and, other, you know, flaming objects, whatever. Basically, if you have the high ground, you can just drop stuff on those who are trying to screw with you. Now, if you have a satellite, then that's the high ground. Now, if North Korea can launch satellites into orbit, they can certainly launch nukes into orbit. Now, suppose they might even have a satellite right now that is a nuke disguised as a satellite. Now, we know North Korea has nukes because they detonate them all the time underground. They do nuke tests. And these set off, of course, seismic waves that are detectable, and even radiological signatures that are detectable as well. So we know that they're testing nukes all the time in North Korea, and they're developing massive nuclear technology. I mean, not just developing, they've got it. They can set off these nukes. The only reason that they haven't yet nuked America with an ICBM, which of course stands for Intercontinental Ballistic Missile, is because they just don't have the missile technology yet to make those missiles fly far enough to hit the United States, because North Korea is on the other side of the planet. Thank goodness. If they were as close as Cuba, we'd be nuked already. Cuban Missile Crisis Part 2. So their ICBMs don't go very far. They keep falling into the ocean. Now, they can launch them to Japan, but they just can't seem to get them much, much farther. But the last time they launched some ICBMs as a test, if I remember this correctly, I think they achieved an altitude of, was it 170 miles? something like that. It was a crazy high altitude. Like that's pretty much orbit right there. You know, just maybe they lack the velocity for a sustained orbit, but they certainly have the altitude. You know, you're way outside the atmosphere at that point. You know, just a few miles above the planet, you're already outside of most of the atmosphere. But this is, I think it's like 170 miles or something, maybe definitely over 100 miles. So they can get these things up there, which is also evident from the fact that they can launch satellites into orbit. So we know they can do that. So what's to stop them from just taking a nuke that they already have, the kind that they detonate underground, and just slapping that sucker into a satellite launch rocket and calling it a satellite? Oh yeah, we got a satellite out there in space, but it's actually a nuke that they are waiting to just drop right on top of North America, which they're passing over right now at a very high altitude, of course, but they're passing over North America. They can just drop it right into there. Now, if you're a physicist, you're probably pointing out, well, you can't just drop it. If you're at orbital velocity, you can't just drop it because your velocity is keeping you in orbit. So no, I'm talking about you're going to fire some reverse thrusters. You're going to slow the velocity of that satellite to cause it to suffer what's called orbital decay. If you're in orbit, if you're in a stable orbit around the Earth, and you're at, you know, the lower your altitude, the closer you are to the planet, the faster your velocity has to be in relation to the planet in order to stay in orbit. So if you're far, far away, your velocity can be very, very slow. And this is how they have geostationary satellites, of course, which I think are set at about 23,500 miles. Is that what that is? Yeah. Although I don't like miles as a unit, so. But I think that's what it is. I think it's 23,000 miles is where you can have a geostationary orbit that appears to be fixed above a point on the ground of the planet. Anyway, I might be wrong. I'd have to look that up, but I think it's 23,500 miles. Nevertheless, when you're closer than that, let's say 200 miles above the surface or 300, you got to move pretty quickly, you know, higher velocity to stay in orbit. So if you want to drop out of orbit and drop something onto, let's say, North America, you just reduce the velocity of that orbit by firing thrusters, you know, in the direction that you're moving to create the you know, to decelerate yourself. And then you'll just fall out of orbit. And this is very easy to do. Now, suppose you've got this satellite now that is a nuke from North Korea dropping out of orbit. It's falling now toward North America. Now, you got to do a couple of things here. You have to have some heat shields if you're going to re-enter Earth's atmosphere at these velocities or anything close to a velocity that would maintain an orbit. So, you know how the let's say the Apollo, what do you call it? The capsule in the Apollo missions always had a heat shield, right? And they would re-enter the Earth's atmosphere. You've seen this in the movies. And the heat shield would prevent the astronauts from burning up. And the space shuttle had heat tiles. So there's this re-entry issue. But that technology has been around since, you know, the 1960s. So that's not going to stop North Korea. They could put a heat shield underneath the nuke to prevent the nuke satellite from burning up as it re-enters Earth's atmosphere. And then when it drops down to the sufficient altitude that they want, which for an EMP attack, again, this is just going from memory. I think if they drop down to something like, I don't know, 300, 500 miles, something like that of altitude. This is a guess. Sorry if that's not the right number, but some altitude they can drop down to, I think it's 600 miles, and they can detonate right there. And what they're going to cause is a widespread EMP, a cascading Carrington-level type of event, which fries all the electronics that have the small circuitry, the more delicate electronics, including circuit boards, by the way, and memory chips, and all the things that power our nuclear power plant cooling systems, and that power our power grid, and that run your car, that run your computers, that run the entire internet, come to think of it. So this EMP wave cascades down through the atmosphere, and at a certain altitude, if you detonate, at a certain altitude, you're going to maximize the geographic area that's impacted by this EMP. Again, I don't know what that altitude is, but that's pretty well known, pretty easy to figure out. Might be more like 1,000 miles to have a big effect. In any case, according to the studies that I've read, you can impact about 1/3 of the continental United States with an EMP weapon, which is a nuke dropped out of orbit. Now, I ask you this. Number one, we know that North Korea has nukes. Number two, we know that North Korea has satellites in orbit. Number three, we know that reentry heat shield technology already exists. And this means there is a technical possibility that North Korea could have a satellite that is just an orbiting nuke that they're waiting to drop out of orbit. Number four, we know that an EMP attack could kill 90% of the American population. Now, who says that? Who says that? You're going to have to find the source, but there are credible sources out there. Again, this is not a research report. This is commentary. There are credible sources out there that have estimated what would happen if the power grid goes down. And I'm thinking that maybe this is related to a NASA research report, by the way, although I'm not 100% sure on that. Nevertheless, there are credible reports that estimate up to 90% death of the U.S. population in a grid down, a nationwide grid down scenario that could be caused by an EMP attack. Now, if the EMP weapon only has an impact regionally, where would they choose to drop that nuke to have the biggest regional impact, the most disruptive impact on the United States of America? The answer is obvious. You would drop that sucker right onto the eastern seaboard, like halfway between New York City and Washington, D.C., right? Because you want to disrupt Wall Street and the economy, the finance industry and everything that's in New York, and you want to disrupt Washington, D.C. and the nerve center of the military, of the government, and all of that. That's where they would drop it. Now, the second choice of where they would drop that sucker down would be the most densely populated area, which would be the West Coast, you know, Los Angeles in particular. And maybe they might be able to impact from Seattle all the way down to San Diego, all in one detonation, for all we know. In either case, if they had, let's say, three of these weapons, or four, they could cover the whole country. And how hard is it for North Korea to launch four satellites that have a nuke on each one and drop them all down, all in a coordinated attack, and basically send the entire United States back into the dark ages with no power grid? Then we get into grid down scenarios. And this is where the 90% death rate estimate comes from, because if you have no electricity, you lose food distribution. You lose transactional capabilities in banking, e-commerce. I mean, the internet basically doesn't exist anymore because you have nothing functioning. You have no electronics functioning. You know, police and emergency response, forget it. You know, your cell phone, gone. That, right there, that's going to kill like half of the millennials. They will commit suicide if they lose their mobile devices, it seems, because they're so freaked out by that. But guess what will work? Guess what will work? Yeah, all firearms will still work. So all the Glocks, all the AR-15s, all the shotguns, the Remingtons, the Benellis, that's just stuff I own. I haven't even got into the stuff that other people own. Now, all the firearms will still work. No problem. Desert tactical arms, long-range sniper rifles. Yeah, that kind of stuff. All still works. So guess what? All of a sudden, all the drug gangs just run wild, run loose everywhere. The food stamps stop too, so all the cities break down into immediate social chaos, violence in the streets. We're talking about, like, not just martial law. We're talking about the complete breakdown of the country. And then, after 3 or 4 days of starvation, guess what kicks in? Infectious disease. You know, in these societal breakdown situations, it's not the lack of food that kills everybody. It's actually disease. Simple infections kill a lot of people. And also, by the way, the entire medication supply chain will be wiped out at the same time. So many people right now are dependent on medication, insulin, blood pressure drugs, all kinds of things, thyroid drugs. And that supply line is gone because, again, all the logistics, everything's broken down. Even petroleum refineries shut down. Oh, and then you got the nuclear power plants, by the way, which, you have all this fuel that's generating energy and heat, and suddenly the electronics that run the coolant pumps no longer function. Huh, what do you think happens? Can you say Fukushima times 200? 200 meltdowns, 250 meltdowns, perhaps, theoretically, across America? Anyway, look, I'm just giving you a list of the things that could happen if North Korea decides to not even nuke America, but to just EMP America. And that they have the technical know-how to do it because they could drop these satellites out of orbit. And guess what? There is nothing the U.S. military has that can stop that I'm aware of. Are you aware of anything? I mean, I've heard that China's working on ground-based satellite destruction laser systems where they can point at a satellite, you know, from a ground-based laser, and they can fry that satellite from the ground. That seems like a pretty useful technology, by the way. I think if I were America, if I were like Trump, I'd be asking for that. It's like, how come you guys can't blast satellites out of orbit from the ground? Just have a big laser. You know, obviously, you got to be able to aim it. You got to be able to track the satellite. You got to be able to account for, you know, the atmosphere and all these other things. And you don't want to hit commercial airliners that happen to be flying through this space. You know, there are a few things to think about. You might have to fry a couple of birds in this process. But if you could knock satellites out of the sky, that would be a pretty important national defense kind of technology. But as far as I know, we don't have it. Well, what do we have? Patriot missiles? Yeah, Patriot missiles, they don't work most of the time. I'm sorry to tell you. They have a success rate of like 5%, and they don't have the altitude to go up to these satellites dropping out of orbit. Patriot missiles are designed to take down like Scud missiles, which are crappy little low-tech. I mean, just the name Scud tells you everything you need to know about them. They have short range, low altitude, crappy, slow, you know, Scud missiles are easy to shoot out of the sky. And even then, Patriot missiles don't do a very good job. What are you going to do? You can't fly, you know, fighter jets up and blast these satellites out of the sky. You know that fighter jets don't operate outside the atmosphere, right? I hope that's obvious to everybody, but maybe it's not. Fighter jets, you know, their maximum ceiling of operation is, I don't know, 50,000 feet, maybe, on the high end. I mean, it's actually top secret information, but when I was trained as a pilot, you know, we wouldn't fly above 12,500 because you need oxygen above that. And so if you have an oxygenated, pressurized cabin, you could do like 30,000 feet. I don't know. How high can the SR-71 fly? Maybe 60,000, 70,000 feet? I don't know. But it's not like 600 miles, okay? I guarantee you, it's nowhere near that. Unless you have like a Buck Rogers spacecraft, you know, the Star Wars X-Wing fighter or something, you're not going to be able to get outside the Earth's atmosphere and blast these satellites out of the sky. You know, unless you know R2 and are friends with Yoda, you're not going to be able to do this. So we don't have any defense against this system. No defense whatsoever. And this is why it actually makes sense for the Trump administration to go in and probably take out the North Korean leadership. Seriously. Because these people are crazy, and they have the technology to destroy America and kill up to an estimated 90% of the U.S. population. Are you comfortable living under that kind of a threat? I'm not. I think it's time to take out that leadership. And they're threatening Japan anyway, and they're threatening South Korea anyway. It's time to do something about this. Protect the nations of the world against this madman in North Korea and just take them out. I'm just the leadership, you know? Don't harm the civilians. Avoid collateral damage as much as you can. Take out the leadership because that guy has the nukes and he said he's going to nuke us and he's got satellites orbiting in the high ground and we don't have any way to defend against it that I'm aware of. So let's get going, Trump. You got to take this crazy person out. And by the way, set the people of North Korea free at the same time. Wouldn't that be cool? Actually have, like, welcome to the 21st century, North Korean people. You're not actually living in the 1950s anymore. You know, there is something called the internet, you know. Welcome. I'm sure they're tired of their cult following fake cry, you know, gunpoint crying, mandatory Kim Jong-un worship situation anyway. They would probably love to be free. So if you want to follow more about all of this, we've got a couple of domains you can check out. One is called terrorism.news. We cover all kinds of terrorism. Cyberwar.news is another good one. And also check out, of course, newstarget.com. And thank you for listening. My name's Mike Adams. I'm called the Health Ranger. And you can catch my podcast at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.